What political philosopher or thinker do you most identify with and why?
Christ, because he changed my heart.
I thought that Jesus' being here was about his death and dying on the cross, when it really was about him coming to show us how to do it, to show us the Christ consciousness that he had, and that consciousness abides with all of us.
That will necessarily involve continuing good relations with the Tibetan people and their remarkable representative, the Dalai Lama.
Hello, Dalai. This is Louis Dalai.
The walls between Christians and Muslims and Jews cannot stand. These now are the walls we must tear down.
Well, it's kind of interesting. They are our neighbor to the north, Canada. We hear a lot of horror stories coming out of Canada with regard to their laws and human rights. What about abortion? We're going to spend a few minutes here in the first hour of Issues Etc. with Pastor Ron Moore, past president of Lutherans for Life Canada, finding out what the pro-life movement in Canada is all about and finding out about some recent goings-on there in our neighbor to the north. That'll be the first 15 minutes of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Thursday, the 31st of July. This marks the one-month anniversary of Issues Etc. return to the air. You can join us for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. After this short conversation with Pastor Ron Moore, we'll spend some time with Pastor David Peterson, a regular guest. We're going to talk about friends and friendship in our egalitarian society. All men are created equal. We tend to think of friends as being equals, and we tend to kind of shy away from any order, even in the family. We'll correct some of that with Pastor David Peterson coming up here in just a few minutes. Then Jennifer Robeck Morse will be our guest in the second hour of the program. Before we talk to Jennifer, Dr. Peter Scare will help us remember Joseph of Arimathea. The church remembers him on this day. Jennifer will join us to talk about no-fault divorce, and we'll discuss the Crusades, a period in Christian and Islamic history that is misunderstood. We will clear up some of the misconceptions about the Crusades with Dr. Thomas Madden of St. Louis University, and author of several books, including The New Concise History of the Crusades, in the last part of Issues Etc. 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Pastor Ron Moore is pastor of St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Tillsonburg, Ontario, Canada, and he's past president of Lutherans for Life Canada. Pastor Moore, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you. It's good to be with you this afternoon.
Is abortion legal in Canada?
It has been legal in Canada since 1988. That's the year that the Supreme Court of Canada overturned all of the abortion laws, stating that they were a violation of Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And since then, there have been no abortion laws and no legal restrictions on the practice of abortion in Canada.
No abortion laws. Abortion is legal through all three trimesters of pregnancy, no restrictions or regulations whatsoever?
Not by law, no. No restrictions. And which has made the abortion rate in Canada soar from, fewer than around 10,000 abortions a year in the early 70s to the latest statistics of over 100,000 abortions in Canada in 2005, according to our last census.
So 1988 for Canadians was, in essence, what 1973 was for Americans. It was kind of the Roe v. Wade moment when abortion was essentially decriminalized.
Yes, that's right. And since then, we've had quite the battle to have a pro-life voice in Canada.
Before it was decriminalized, what did the legal landscape look like for abortion in Canada?
Well, there were abortion clinics set up by a Dr. Henry Morgenthaler, and he performed illegal abortions in a sterile, hospital-like setting in the abortion clinics that he set up. And he was prosecuted, and at one point jailed for his activities. But his crusade for abortion, the right to have an abortion for women in Canada, resulted in the Supreme Court decision in 1988.
So is there any indication about the mindset of the Canadian people? I'm sure it varies from place to place, but the mindset of the Canadian people regarding abortion, are they generally have they generally come to terms with completely decriminalized abortion in their country?
Well, basically, it's about half and half. In the latest polls that have been put out, and there have been quite a few in the last few months, that the half of the respondents, about 46% of the population, believe that abortion should be permitted in all cases across Canada. And that drops in the prairies, in the prairie provinces, and rises dramatically in Quebec and in British Columbia. But that's the average, about half and half.
Is abortion the same kind of political issue for Canadians as it is for Americans?
It varies a lot with the political party that is in power in Parliament. Right now, our Prime Minister is part of the Conservative Party of Canada, and the Conservative Party has part of its platform as being strongly pro-life. And so in the last campaign, that was a very big issue. But it gets put on the back burner, as it does in so many other cases, when other issues come to the forefront.
How do the various church bodies in Canada, how do they take a stand for or against abortion?
Well, the Roman Catholic Church, of course, is very strongly pro-life, and they are the major voice across Canada for the pro-life movement. And there are some Protestant groups as well that are small groups that are making their voice heard. Since in 2002, Lutheran Church Canada passed a resolution in convention stating that they wanted to promote the formation of an autonomous Canadian Lutherans for Life organization. And since 2002, the East District, the Ontario and Quebec and the Maritime provinces, the East District of Lutheran Church Canada has taken a leading role in getting the formation of that organization started. And since 2002, then we've incorporated Lutherans for Life Canada, and since then we've grown to an organization that has representatives and membership across Canada in all three of our Lutheran Church Canada districts, and quite a large commitment from the clergy and the lay people of our synod.
You mentioned Henry Morgenthaler before and his illegal abortions that he was performing, and then his fight to legalize abortion in Canada. What is the Order of Canada, and why is it significant that Morgenthaler is being given this distinction?
Well, the Order of Canada is the highest recognition that the government of Canada can give to one of its citizens. And there are many remarkable and famous people who have received this Order of Canada over the years. It's given by the Governor General of Canada, who is Queen Elizabeth's representative in Canada. And so it is not really given by the Prime Minister or his cabinet. So even though our Prime Minister is very strongly pro-life, the Governor General of Canada and a committee that she sits on to determine who would receive this honor this year chose the Dr. Morgenthaler to be the recipient, one of the recipients of the Order of Canada this year.
With only about 30 seconds, is this decision controversial among Canadians?
Oh, quite. As I said before, there have been quite a few polls that have been taken over the last few months since his appointment to the Order of Canada was announced. There's been a groundswell from the pro-life organizations and from the population of Canada. Lutherans for Life Canada has encouraged our members to respond individually and has joined with other pro-life organizations in Canada in a letter of protest asking them to rescind this nomination to this award.
Pastor Ron Moore is pastor of St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Tillsonburg, Ontario, Canada, past president of Lutherans for Life Canada. Thank you very much for bringing us up to date, Pastor Moore.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's good to talk with you all.
Folks, you'll find a direct link to Lutherans for Life Canada under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Click On Demand, and you'll find this link to Lutherans for Life Canada. When we come back from this break, everybody has them. Well, I have often joked I don't have any, but in truth, I really do. Friends. Friends in friendship. Are we all equals? Should we all be equals in friendship? We're going to answer that question, among others, with Pastor David Peterson. On the other side of this break, stay tuned. More Issues, Etc. after this.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you can meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
On behalf of the staff of Issues, Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues, Etc. Lisa Messer, Pastor Ken Marr, Robert Lale, Jennifer Nugent, Mary Podestwa, Richard Bake, Sarah Wendt, Sonia Ringen, Robert Stevens, and Pastor Warren Worth. Thanks for your support.
Defending Life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.